Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. If you're familiar with the breviary, it's the office book that has all the very office prayers for early morning and noon and afternoon and evening and night prayer, much from the Psalms, from other portions of Scripture. And within that book, there are the letters of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. You get readings from various saints from centuries past, as well as current ones. And Saint Ignatius of Antioch was quite the man, and we celebrate his feast today. I really would urge you, if you can get them, just check online for the letters of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. He was from Syria. He served as the third bishop of Antioch for 40 years until he was arrested, escorted to Rome, where he died for sport in the amphitheater around the year 107. The seven letters he composed on this journey inspired generations of persecuted Christians. He wrote, "Let me be food for the wild beasts," he begged his brethren in Rome, "for they are my way to God. I am God's wheat and shall be ground by their teeth so that I may become Christ's pure bread. Pray to Christ for me that the animals will be the means of making me a sacrificial victim for God." That's called zeal for God's house. Think of that. The willingness to die. We have a hard time living for Christ, don't we? To die for him? It's honestly important to look at that in terms of your own life and to say, where am I? When I think about dying for Christ, I love him so. But the prospect of the fear of how I would die for Christ really makes me stop short, and I realize that my love for God needs to get much stronger than it is. I think I wouldn't run away, but I think I might be dragged screaming and kicking. Not really. I will do whatever God wants. But I realize my nothingness, my weakness, my fear. Saint Ignatius could go after it gladly. But God makes saints out of people of all different kinds of strengths and weaknesses and talents. So just because you don't have St. Ignatius's kind of zeal doesn't mean that God cannot be greatly loved by you and that he cannot draw you into intimacy with him. Don't compare yourself to certain saints and say, well, I can't be like them, therefore I can't be a saint. Don't do that. Just say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. And I'm weak. I make lots of mistakes. But I do want to love you, and I want to love you more. And then let God take it from there. The first reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 to 25. Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God, the salvation of everyone who believes, for Jew first and then Greek. For it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what he has made. You have eyes of faith when you look around you. As a result, they have no excuse, for although they knew God, they did not accord him glory as God or give him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. We've got that problem today. Senseless minds are darkened. Don't be one of them. While claiming to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal men or of birds or of four-legged animals or of snakes. In other words, idolatry. Brothers and sisters, we worship idols too, all over the place. We idolize the rich, the successful, the very talented, the very skilled. We can idolize them. What really matters is our commitment to Jesus Christ. That's what matters. That's what counts for eternity. Make that your first goal, that you are a son or daughter of God, that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. You make your decisions and your goals, your priorities, and you live them according to that. Everything else will flow from that. Turn it around. The world would say, you have to do this, and you have to have this, and you have to be here, and you have to have these credentials, etc., etc. I'm not saying don't work for those things, but don't put them first. Put first what is first in God's heart, and everything else then will fall into its rightful place. So these people who worshipped idols, therefore God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies, because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshipped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. We're experiencing that today. We're experiencing that today. God made me this way. I'm going to change it. I want to be something else. Brothers and sisters, pay heed. I'm not saying don't be merciful. My goodness, be merciful to those who are confused and bewildered and are making seriously wrong choices. Have mercy upon them. But don't be like them. It's the Christians who have to stand out with our values clear and our priorities clear and our love for God clear and our love for one another clear. That's the light that will overcome the darkness we're experiencing in society today. The Savior has come. Do we believe in him and do we follow him? Please pay attention to this. You can't glide, you can't coast, not anymore. Not in this world. You've got to make some very clear decisions about the one to whom you belong. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them because God made it evident to them. And then skipping down a bit, while claiming to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal man or of birds or four-legged animals or of snakes. What are your idols? What do you give your time, your talent, and your energy to? That helps to determine what you worship. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshiped the creature rather than the Creator. We're guilty of that today. Pay attention and live your life the way it needs to be lived. Live your life in obedience to the God who created you. Follow him with your whole heart, and you will never be disappointed. Psalm 19, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. Yes, the heavens do, but so does the earth need to proclaim the glory of God. That's us. That's us. The gospel for today is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his house. Now remember, a Pharisee, he obeyed every jot and tittle of the law, and that made him very powerful, and people paid attention to him because he observed the law. But the question was, where was his heart? And the question was, he took pride. And what does that mean for us? He took pride in doing everything exactly right. He wasn't worshiping God. He was worshiping himself. That's what's wrong with the Pharisees. We have Pharisees today. Are you a Pharisee? After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered, reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. And the Lord said to him, you notice the Pharisee didn't say anything. They were thinking this. And the Lord said to him, oh, you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. He's looking at the heart. Outside they're doing all these actions that look like they reverence God very much. But inside, he says, you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. In other words, start reaching out to the needs of other people. If you say that you are a follower of God, then prove it. Go out and serve, help, minister. But the biggest way, brothers and sisters, yes, it's by concrete action that we're called to serve. But what's first, and what I've been saying before here in recent programs, what's first is your relationship with God, because we can do all kinds of activity for the wrong reasons, just like the Pharisees. We can do it for the pride of being acknowledged or looked to, or, oh, how good that person is, look how they serve. If we're doing it because we're feeding our own pride, it's worthless in the eyes of God. So, yes, we're called to go out and serve. We're called to minister. We're called to care for one another. Absolutely. In fact, we need to do more of it, some of us. But it's got to come out of a heart that's given to God, that says, Lord, thank you for loving me. Thank you for leading me. Thank you for forgiving me my sin. Thank you for helping me to see the truth. Thank you for beginning to see who I really am and what you've called me to be. Thank you. And I want to thank you by going out and helping other people to know the same. That's humility. And that's the truth. And that's what will bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. I really mean that. There is a job that lies ahead for all of us, a job that goes on, I suppose, all of our lives, But we really do need to keep track of our motives. And when you fail, don't get discouraged. Just repent. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me. Help me to think more of you than I think of myself. Help me, Lord. And when we do that, then we're really internally, from our hearts, from our spirit, from our mind, where God can see fully what we're doing, then he blesses. Doesn't mean we do it perfectly, but then he blesses. He reaches out to us because he sees that we're not only doing the right things, but we're doing it for the right reasons. We do not want to hear Jesus say to us, you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You do not want the Lord to say that to any one of us. So hand over everything to the Lord. Follow him with your whole heart. And you're going to see and experience the nearness of God. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.